At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Kevin has a problem with his car. Couldn't have come at a worse time. We're in between paychecks.
Right.
It might be money management, too.
We're not sure.
But regardless, though, what is the problem with your car and whose fault is it?
I got a big crack on my windshield, front windshield now, because of a big rig truck.
Oh, man.
I was driving on 80, okay? And I was merging onto the freeway, and then this big rig truck went right past me, and a rock flew at, 120 miles per hour, and
wow.
It was so loud, and it went, gush! Yeah. And it cracks my window. I am so mad. And guess what? The insurance I called said I was supposed to get the license plate number of that speeding truck, which I didn't because I was in shock.
Okay.
So now I have to find some way to pay it.
Wait, so they really said that if you had the license plate number that they would be able to do something
how
with
could
that?
They, I don't
yeah, because it's not my fault.
But how could they prove that it was that truck's fault?
Not only that,
I got the rock still in my windshield.
It wasn't even the truck's fault necessarily.
Right. Yes, it was. He should have had it covered.
Should have had a mud flap?
I don't know what that is, but something to cover the gravel from flying.
Okay.
I do feel your pain on this.
You should.
The last time I cracked a windshield, it was in her neighborhood driving her home.
And what's worse is we have the smart windshields where it's like you have to do sensors and stuff.
That's right.
It's going to cost $1,500.
Yeah,
I don't have that, bitch.
Okay. How big is the crack?
It's bigger than a nickel.
Okay, why can't you can't just have like Safe Flight? Come out and...
Safe Life is what quoted me that.
Yeah. Well, if you have a windshield that, like, has cameras and sensors, like, behind it, it's got to be... It's
the
expensive.
I mean, maybe you just shouldn't have been such a bougie bitch and gotten a regular car.
No, it's not your fault.
No, it's not my fault. All newer cars have this windshield.
That's right.
So it's not my fault.
Right.
I didn't ask for the premium upgrade.
That's right.
I did the base price.
She's just mad that she's slumming it in a Traverse.
Right.
And you're driving around in what is essentially a Bentley.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
You know what? I'm all riled up. I wrote a PSA for these truck drivers.
Oh, you turned your microphone off.
YouTube.
Kevin,
you're
so mad.
Oh, God.
All right. Okay. Listen. Okay. All right. So you wrote a PSA?
Yes.
For truck drivers?
Yes.
All right. So let me give you a little bit of music to help you feel this out, okay?
Yes.
All right. Here we go.
This is a public service announcement for all truck drivers.
Okay.
Secure your load. Save a windshield. Save a life. Loose rocks flying off the back of your truck can crack windshields, cause accidents, and put lives at risk. It's not just dangerous in many places, it's also illegal. Do the right thing. Cover your load with a net or tarp before hitting the road. It's safe. It's smart. It keeps everyone on the road protected, including you. Don't let your load become someone else's damage report. Cover it, secure it, drive responsibly.
Wow. Kevin, that was absolutely moving. It was, are you crying?
I'm crying because I have to pay so much and I just want people to listen.
You know, right. I think, and I don't want to poke holes in this PSA because it was impassioned.
Yes.
It was bold. It was beautiful.
It was.
What you are asking for, I don't believe exists.
What? A tarp? A tarp exists.
If the rock came from his load, like he's saying, if it came from the back, he's not wrong.
Right.
Oh, you're not saying that it was a truck full of rocks?
Yes.
It didn't. I thought at first it got kicked up, but you might, if it did, because listen, that happens. Now, there was a period of time. You know what? I have a PSA too.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Once upon a time, there was a little boy driving back and had the misfortune of passing through Gilroy. And there was a garlic truck, and the garlic truck's load was also not covered, Kevin.
Right.
And a bulb of garlic fell off of the back of this truck, and I watched it hit the ground, and then with a perfect trajectory, come right on to my windshield.
Okay.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And now nothing happened. It just bounced right off. But still, though, it scared me. I got spooked.
So, and it was a big rock?
It was like, you like gravel. It was like gravel. It's still in my windshield.
What are you doing? Do you not believe him?
Well, I'm just thinking, like, rocks are...
You know, rocks at a high speed causes trajectory,
right,
which causes impact on force.
I'm just wondering how it picked up. And then, because
no,
the rock
it didn't
is not
pick
gonna
up,
get...
it picked off.
Okay, so it rolled off.
And it didn't roll off. Wind blew it, since it wasn't covered.
I just haven't seen wind blow a lot of rocks.
90-mile-per-hour rock. It could kill someone.
All right. Kevin, it's physics. You know, she doesn't understand
it. She doesn't understand.
But listen, you're a survivor. Thank you for raising awareness of this.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure it's going to make a big difference. Gavin Newsom listens to this show.
Yeah.